This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV.
Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's get to a preview of The Guardian this week. Of course, you can find that entire program Saturdays at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI Audio. Don Dickinson is the producer of The Guardian this week and joins us now with just a taste of a few of this week's articles. Hey, good morning, Don.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to chat with you. You've got a couple interesting stories here, and the first one coming from the world of sport. Much like other international organizations, international rugby is grappling with how to include transgendered athletes into their policy. So, Don, right now they're talking about more research and consultation before they can finalize a policy. But in the meantime, what is the league's ruling?
Well, they're stating that transgender women will be barred from playing women's international rugby for the time being, okay, after the sport's governing body became the second this week to announce a shift in policy in this very polarizing issue, following Monday's announcement that FINA has effectively banned transgender women from competing at elite female swimming events. The International Rugby League, the IRL, decided to preclude athletes who have transitioned from male to female from international competition.
So what is the league intending on doing before coming to a final ruling on this?
Well, basically, they want to canvass the opinions of the eight major teams who will be in the November tournament in England to collect data that will inform them on transgender issues and policy so they can make an educated decision. And, they have to be admired for doing the work.
Yeah, you certainly have to do the work, and you definitely have to consult the athletes. I know that happened a lot in the American side of the swimming conversation this year around Leah Thomas, where many of the athletes involved in the national championships were consulted as to whether or not they wanted Leah Thomas to race with them. And they said, yeah, we support Leah being part of this. So definitely you want to make sure you're consulting the athletes here and consulting the community and making sure you're coming to a proper ruling. Don, let's move on to a different story, and it's one that I think anybody can understand. It's a rise in popularity of gastropubs as a new generation of top chefs are forgoing the Michelin star fine dining restaurants. So, gastropubs, how new an idea are we talking about here?
Well, the idea that you can find excellent restaurant quality food in pubs is not really new. It's been around since at least, the 1990s when the term gastropub actually came into being. But it is estimated that six pubs a day, I thought this was tragic, are closing in Britain. And the idea is enjoying an unexpected renaissance. A lot of these younger chefs have decided that, to help out the situation with the local pub, they're going to go into the pub business and serve really good food.
Now, Don, I know that you may not necessarily be like the ultimate foodie insider, and maybe we aren't either, but who are some of the owners who are starting these venues?
Well, many struggling pubs are being taken over by young, ambitious chefs keen to put their stamp on the menu. It's easier, actually, to get into the pub business because they're much smaller venues than, of course, in the bigger restaurants. But there's also been a boom in big-name restaurants bringing in pubs alongside their fine dining establishments,
which
is a great idea.
Right, that it becomes almost like a sister restaurant, right, or a brother restaurant where you're next to each other. And, hey, if you want to get on the nice tablecloth with the white linen gloves, if you want to wear your tuxedo in for your five-course meal, you can do that. Or if you want to be like me and wear cargo shorts, you go next door to the pub.
I'm not sure about the tuxedo there, but
I've seen videos, Dawn. They don't let me into restaurants like that. Restaurants like that. They see me coming from a mile away. Hey, Dawn, let's talk a little bit about some of the chefs who are making this choice. Why do they find doing the gastropub thing a little more attractive than, say, chasing those Michelin stars?
Yeah, well, for some of these really established chefs, established names, opening a pub is a form of brand extension. Another factor, perhaps, is acknowledgement of how we are beginning to eat now. So they're stating that perhaps with the pandemic, it's actually contributed to a more casual lifestyle in general, and that people don't really necessarily, as you say, want to be really dressed up. They want to go out, they want to appreciate really good food, high quality food, but they don't necessarily want to do the whole she aspect of it with the origami napkins and all the rest of it, you know. So
I think part of it has to be a bit of a generational change too, right? That I don't mean to start playing like an ageist game, but a couple generations before my generation, the typically going out meant you did get dressed up. Maybe the tuxedo is like a little bit too much of an exaggeration, but the fact is there's a lot of people my age who are starting to make a lot of money who still want to eat good food and are willing to pay for good food, but they don't want to go to a stodgy place. So it makes sense. If anything, you're just, as you say, it's a brand extension, but it's also looking for new customers, more customers who have the money, but maybe don't want to wear dress pants.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely trying to hit a broader appeal with the population, you know. But it's like everything. I mean, our whole society is becoming more casual. It used to be a time when I was listening to your early segment about airports, right? It used to be a time when you dressed up to go to the airport, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's just, you know, some of the people you see, they're walking in there with flip-flops, you know?
I could tell our boss, Andy Frank, was not pleased that he was walking through the airport with me yesterday as I was wearing my cargo shorts and my loafers. I think that he probably said, like, oh, no, I don't know that guy. That guy is following me around. Someone call security. Don, thank you for sharing these stories. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. And I know we're not talking to you next week, so we'll talk to you the week after.
Okay, the week after. Okay, bye.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.